Well, I trust this afternoon that these few words will be a challenge and an encouragement. We talked this morning a little bit about facing ourselves and facing some of those uncomfortable spaces in our lives. And this afternoon I'd like to leave you with a couple of keys that I think are critical to our spiritual growth in these areas, personal spiritual growth, and that is being honest with ourselves coupled with humility. I remember quite a few years ago there was a young man that worked for me, and he was wanting to put in a new system in one of our manufacturing plants that was a different design than what we had used for years and years and years. And I was pushing him pretty hard, you know, about why should we go to this design when we have this other design that's been proven. And he was giving me all the reasons why we should go to this other design. And we finally got to the end, and I looked at him and I said, John, I said, what are you going to do if we spend all this money, put all this in, and it doesn't work? And he sat there and thought about that for a moment. He said, I'm going to exercise a whole lot of humility. And I've thought about that for a long time since then. I thought, well, you know, that's one of the best answers he probably could have given me. You know, when you get down to the end and it is what it is, or you are what you are and you are, and maybe you failed, maybe there's a need there, it's there whether you want it to be or not. The best thing to do is acknowledge, exercise some humility, and that, yeah, it didn't work. And I was wrong.
Did he exercise?
I don't believe we ever put it in. The scripture said that David was a man after God's own heart.
Yes.
Remember that? What were the characteristics about David that would make David somebody that would be said was a man after God's own heart? We probably all have different thoughts about that, but you know, David was ready to acknowledge when he was shown to be wrong. And he quickly humbled himself. And he recognized who he was relative to who God was. And he subjected himself into the hands of God openly on more than one occasion. You know, when he was found out, when he was wrong, I was wrong. Lord, remember one time the Lord asked him, maybe it was the prophet that said, you know, which one of these punishments do you want? I think that's the way that went.
Yeah.
And he turned it right back around and put himself in the hands of the Lord.
Yeah.
David demonstrated both honesty and humility. And for us to grow spiritually, we've got to get to the place where we're willing to be intellectually honest with ourselves as to where we are. And a lot of times when we do that, it's going to include a little humility. If we don't ever have any humility, we're probably not going to be honest, totally honest with ourselves. And a true humble person, people that are humble, that doesn't mean that it's a weak person.
No.
You know, some people have the idea that, well, an humble person is just somebody who thinks zero of themselves and who walks around with their chin dragging in the dirt all the time. But an humble person is someone who has a more balanced recognition of who they really are and their limitations, and recognize their need, and recognize that, you know what, I can learn from other people no matter how much I think I know. I can always learn from other people. An humble person really is a strong person. It's a strong person who is willing to humble themselves. That's a strong person. It's a strong person who's willing to be intellectually honest with yourself. We can play all kinds of games in our own minds a lot of times, so quickly ready to justify what we want to justify in our own minds. But it's a strong person who's willing to be humble and to acknowledge, this is me, I've got a problem. 1 Peter 5 and 5 says, likewise ye younger, be subject or submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, remember what it said next?
Yea, all of you.
Be subject one to another. What else does it say?
Clothed with humility.
For God resisteth
the proud, and He giveth grace to the humble.
Does anybody here want to be resisted by God? Yeah, I thought about that when I was reading the scripture. I don't want to be resisted by God. There may be some people who resist us in life. I don't want to be resisted by God. And I feel like that, well, doesn't the scripture say that there are, is it six things the Lord hates? Yea, seven. I may have those verses mixed up, but you know, one of the things that the Lord hated was a proud look.
That's right.
And I wonder if part of that is because God is so great. We are so needy. We're so needy. And God looks down and He recognizes all of our needs and sees our great need, every one of us. And then He sees somebody who thinks they're really something. And He's looking at us down here going, you have such great need and yet you think you're so far above everybody else. And so He instructs us, first of all, and it's good instructions, let the younger be subject unto the elders for a reason. You know, time and experience mean something. And the younger ones can learn from the older ones. And yet, there's an even broader truth that is being brought out here where He says, yea, let everybody be subject one to another and clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, but He giveth grace to the humble. What else does it say, Brother Carl?
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in His time.
Do you want to be exalted? I want to be exalted by God at some point. I want the Lord to recognize that I'm one of His children.
Amen.
That's the most wonderful recognition any of us can have today, is to be recognized by God as one of His children. But to be in that place, we're going to have to get to this position and to the space where we're willing to humble ourselves, to be honest with who we are and what our needs are. You know, there's another verse that says, be swift to what? Swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Have you ever met somebody that's swift to speak, slow to hear, and maybe quick to wrath? That's not what the Lord wants from us. I have never learned very much when I'm talking. Have you? You learn a whole lot when you're talking? Sometimes I learn things I don't want to learn. You know, the longer you talk, sometimes you can get yourself into trouble. But I found that I don't learn a whole lot when I'm the one talking. I learn a whole lot more when I'm listening. And this says, be swift to hear. Be quick to want to listen and hear. And be slower to speak. And I think that that includes and that involves those that are close to us. You know, sometimes I wonder if we can start to take for granted those that are the closest to us. Sometimes people treat the ones closest to us the worst. You ever notice that? People go to the workplace sometimes and they treat everyone pretty good, and then they go home to the one that they should love the most and they almost take them for granted, and you can almost treat them worse sometimes. Well, and I wonder sometimes with this, if we get around those that we're closest to, and some of these verses go out the window, and we're quick to speak, because we think we already know. Well, I know who you are. You know, I'm around you all the time. I know what you're thinking. And so none of them were quick to speak and we're slow to hear. I think we would do well many times to be swift to hear and slow to speak. And the other thing that I thought about was, I think that it can also include being swift to hear and slow to speak within our own spirits and in our own minds. You know, the Spirit talks to our hearts, talks to us through our conscience. There's that still small voice. Now, have you ever found yourself so quick to justify whatever it is you want to do? You know, we have a lot of conversations with ourselves in the course of a day. I heard somebody say one time, you don't need to be concerned if you talk to yourself. You need to be concerned if you start answering yourself out loud. But I think that many of us do have a lot of conversations with ourselves through the day, don't we? We see situations, we come across different types of circumstances, and we have all kinds of things going on in our minds, assessing it, thinking it through. And many times when something is presented in our own minds, maybe it's the Spirit of the Lord, maybe it's our conscience, and it crosses or goes against how it is that we want to live, we're swift to speak. We're swift to justify. We're swift to put it to the side. And I believe that this also doesn't do injustice to the verse to be swift to hear, swift to listen to that voice. When the Spirit of the Lord comes and we look at something that's presented that's contrary to how we would like to live, give it some time. Give it some space. Give it some thought. You might find that it's really the preferred way to live. There might be a change in our life that really we ought to think about. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, he said, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. What does the wisdom of the world mean? Well, the wisdom of the world, it's human wisdom. It's human thinking. And the Scripture tells us that that kind of thinking is foolishness with God. It doesn't necessarily mean that God is saying, oh, y'all are just totally foolish and everything you have to think about means nothing. No, He's the one that gave us the minds that we have to use to think with. But what it means is, it is so far below the way that God thinks. His ways are so much higher than our ways. His thoughts are so much higher than our ways and our thoughts. That the way that humans think, it's foolishness with God. And particularly if we're not filled with His Spirit. The wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. Well, Jesus said in Matthew 11, I thank Thee, Father, that Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. And Isaiah said, a fool, though a wayfaring man, shall not err therein. In other words, if we are honest with ourselves and we're humble, the Lord will give us the spiritual understanding and vision we need to not err therein. Regardless of where we think we stack up with the wisdom of the world. And the Lord, Jesus, thanked His Father, you've hidden these things from the wise and prudent. Well, what He was talking about was those that thought they were wise and prudent. Those that were in this world that didn't exercise intellectual honesty, didn't exercise humility, thought they had it all figured out, and yet there are those that maybe were humble, that were contrite, that recognized my great need before God. The Lord said, I thank Thee, Father, that You've revealed it unto them. That's who God is going to reach. He resisteth the proud, but He gives grace unto the humble. And we quoted that verse this morning that said, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. And I think that that includes being willing to be wrong and acknowledge that. You know what six of the most difficult words in the human language, in the English language, are to say? Six of the most difficult words in the human English language. I am wrong and I am sorry. It's hard for people to get to the place where they say, I am wrong, out loud. Acknowledge, I'm wrong. I was wrong. And I'm sorry. But if we can get to the place where we're honest with ourselves, honest with other people, we're willing to exercise humility, I believe we can make some progress. I read somewhere one time where it said, to really learn the Word of God, we must be willing to be proven wrong. And I wonder how much time we spend reading the Scriptures trying to prove our current point of view is wrong. You know, if we're not willing to do that, it really kind of means that we're satisfied to believe what we want to believe. But if we read the Word with the desire of, Lord, do I have this right? If I don't have it right, I want to find out. I want to know if this is wrong. In 2 Chronicles 34 and 27, speaking of King Josiah, the Lord said, because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God, when thou heardest His words against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, and humblest thyself before me, and didst rend thy clothes and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord, because thy heart was tender and you humbled yourself before me. I want to be challenged this afternoon to be willing to be open before the Lord, to acknowledge with intellectual honesty where I really stand on things. If I know I'm in error, I want to get it out in the open. I want to be willing to demonstrate the humility that's required so that I can see myself as God wants me to see myself. I want to see myself as God wants me to see myself. And I believe that if we do that, then the Lord can begin to work with us so that we can hear and know and understand the way that He would have us to take. And so I want to challenge everybody today. Let's be ready to appeal to the principles of honesty and humility. And I believe the Lord will bless us for that. He'll bless our lives. We'll be able to grow spiritually. We'll be able to save ourselves a lot of trouble. I believe we'll be able to enjoy victories that we otherwise wouldn't be able to enjoy. Pray for me. I want to be true and I need your prayers. Amen.